Let's begin with David's words of prayer in Psalm 51, verse 7. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. When Jesus healed a leper, he would tell them, "Go, show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded." Where did the healed leper go? And what gift was he supposed to bring? You think maybe he was going to the nearest synagogue? Nope, no priest there. No sacrifices offered there. He needed to go to the temple in Jerusalem. But how could he meet with a priest for inspection? How could he go in the temple for that when he was an unclean leper? Still officially that, even though healed. Well, he couldn't. The priest had to come out to him. And behind him, there would be a Levite carrying a bowl of water. After the priest made his inspection, if the leper was indeed free of infection, one of the birds that he had brought, oh, that was the gift, either two doves or two pigeons, one of them would be sacrificed, its throat slit, its blood spurting into the bowl with the water. And then the priest, by specific instruction of God, would take a handful of leaves from the hyssop plant, dip it in the bowl of bloody water, and sprinkle the leper 7 times. And only then could he be considered cleansed, physically and ceremonially, cleaned up, now able to come into the temple for worship. Leprosy, an inner disease with horrid outbreaks of ugly lesions in the skin, so plainly pictured what sin does to human life that God made it an object lesson for his Old Testament people. Lepers were unclean, both physically and ceremonially, for worship, banned from society, barred from the temple. King David, he got the message. When his sinful heart erupted into ugly life lesions of adultery and murder, and when God came to him through Nathan the prophet and brought David to repentance, he prayed with agonized heart and soul, "Scrub me clean from my guilt, purify me from my sin, be gracious to me, God, according to your mercy. Purge me with hyssop and I will be clean. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow." Now, when David says, "Purge me with hyssop and I will be clean," it's obvious to all of us that he's not talking about cleaning the body, is he? The ESV recognizes this and instead of "purge me with hyssop," translates, "remove my sin with hyssop." The hyssop plant of the Bible was a bushy herb, maybe 2 feet tall, and it grew almost everywhere. Its leaves had a feathery surface, and liquids would be readily captured, whether they were water or blood. In fact, the first use of the hyssop by God with his Old Testament people involved blood. It happened when God, in order to rescue the nation of Israel from slavery in Egypt, sent an angel of death with the 10th plague, sent the angel down on the whole land to snuff out in one night the life of every single firstborn. Except, and unless, they followed the explicit instructions of God with respect to a special sacrifice. In Exodus 12, we read, Moses summoned all the elders of Israel and said to them, go at once and select the animals for your families and slaughter the Passover lamb. Take a bunch of hyssop. Yeah, a bunch of hyssop. Dip it into the blood in the basin and put some of the blood on the top and on both sides of the door frame. When the Lord passes through the land to strike down the Egyptians, he will see the blood on the top and sides of the door frame and will pass over that doorway. And he will not permit the destroyer to enter your houses and strike you down. What a deliverance by God of his people. What a prophetic picture of God's deliverance of all sinners from sin and death. So we are not surprised, are we, when John the Baptizer points to Jesus and says, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Nor should we be surprised when Jesus, that Lamb of God, offers his body and blood in sacrifice on the cross at Jerusalem during Passover week. You know, it is possible that Passover lambs were actually being slaughtered in the temple that Friday afternoon when the truly atoning sacrifice they depicted was hanging on the cross. We know this for sure. The plant used to apply sacrificial blood to those doorposts in Egypt and used to sprinkle blood on lepers healed, referred to by David in his prayer for forgiveness, the hyssop plant, a stalk of it at least, dried and stiff from the previous summer, was there on Calvary when Jesus asked for a drink. That stalk of hyssop was used to lift a sponge full of sour wine to his lips so that despite the terrible dryness, the parching of the throat and lips that came with crucifixion, he was able to say clearly and loudly, it is finished. Someone has said that with those words, Jesus wrote in blood across the ledgers of heaven, paid in full. Would it be too much to say that he used hyssop to do it? I'm not sure, but I am sure of this. The Apostle Peter says that all who trust in Jesus are sprinkled with his blood. You can look it up. 1 Peter 1, verse 2. With these thoughts in mind, let us sing from the heart, hymn 149.
Thank you. drain the sap thirsty.